come before you, Lord, as your people, Lord. Those called by your name, Lord Jesus. Those that you have awakened, Lord God, and quickened, Father, to your spirit, Lord, and have called to walk this life and this journey out with you, Father. Those who are your children, Lord God. And this day, Lord, as your children, we gratefully come before our Father, gratefully come before the throne of grace. And Lord, first we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for loving us, Father. Thank you for giving us a life and purpose and reason for being and existing, Lord God, in this world. And Father, just this day, Lord, we commit ourselves completely and totally into your hands, into your care, Lord, for your purposes, Lord God, praying, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. And Father, as we would spend some time this morning in your word, Father, as we would spend some time together, Lord God, with one another, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit that guides us into all truth would lead and guide us in this time. Father, I acknowledge openly there's nothing good in me but your Holy Spirit, and so to your spirit I do yield right now. And Father, we pray, Lord, that, Lord, that you would encourage us one another, Lord God, as we go forward, Lord, with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Go to Luke chapter 17. This is a verse I like to quote often, but there's so much depth in it. Luke 17, verse 20 and 21 says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.'" Now, this is a very, very, very important verse for two verses for all of God's people and anyone that would follow after Jesus. Very important, extremely important. Because when Jesus said this, he changed the entire way and the entire perception for those that understood, those that had ears to hear and eyes to see and a mind to understand. He changed the entire perception for them. You see, we live in a physical world. So your senses, your natural senses, are always being stimulated in the physical world. So I hear a train over there. All of a sudden, my ears, I see a train in my mind. That's being, I see light here. So your five senses are constantly being stimulated. And because when man had to deal with the effects of the fall, in the realm of his spirit, he dealt with also a separation from God in that realm. So there could be, for many, many people, they never heard anything in the spirit. In fact, when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees in John chapter 5, he said, "You have never once heard the voice of God. Never once in all of your Bible study, in all of your teaching, in all of your preaching, in all of those things, you've never once heard the voice of God."
සම්බන්ධ වෙලා හිටියට කිසිම කාලයකවත් එක වතාවකටවත්
Isn't that amazing that there's a group of people that could sit down, memorize the first five books of the scriptures? So from Genesis on, the first five books, they memorize them. Spend their entire life living in the synagogue, going to temple, wearing special clothes. Having everyone else call them special names because to show they have position. And at the close of that, Jesus one day sees them and says, you know, you've never once, never even one time by accident heard the voice of God? You know, there are people just like that today running around, holding Bibles, wearing collars, doing, never once having heard the voice of God. So you have this situation going on. You have this dynamic in what we exist in right now in this world. But people that have never heard in the spirit, they are then looking for something always in the physical, something that they can relate to. So now, excuse me. Because these people had never heard in the spirit, they were demanding of Jesus, when does this kingdom show up? When does it come? No, actually, I want to show you where that verse is just so you can keep this one for yourself. And I see a couple of you wondering about this. Go to John chapter 5. Just take a small side note. John chapter 5, we'll come right back. At verse 36. Verse 36 says, "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him ye believe not." Right? Okay, so now you have that verse for yourself. John chapter 5 verse 37, it shows you that there's a group of people here in leadership, in spiritual leadership of the day, so they would position themselves, that had never once heard the voice of God, right? Okay. That's your side note, so let's go back to Luke 17. Now, the reason I do that is because also, you know, Jesus talked about blind guides. He said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into a ditch. See, when you have people who, in the realm of spirit, if their eyes have never been opened, if their ears have never been opened, if they can't They don't have sight to see and open ears to hear, and they try to lead other people. It's a very, very dangerous situation. And you put yourself in mortal peril by choosing to sit and listen to people like that and choosing to allow them to tell you how to live life. Because what happens is those, see, when you sit down like this, when you sit here, what happens is you open yourself up. You sit here receptively, you open yourself up to that which is coming forth. And not just the words that are being spoken, but the spirit that's behind those words, you open yourself up to that spirit. So if you sit week after week, day after day, in the presence of somebody who has a deceiving spirit or somebody who doesn't know God and is speaking to you from a carnal mind, that's what is sown into you. And then you make a free will decision, you're choosing, because see, you make that choice, I make that choice, to sit, listen, allow that to sink into me, and then I then have to go and live out this life with that now rolling around in my head. Do you ever wonder why it is that there's people that say they've been following God for decades, 20 years, 30 years, and this first smallest crisis, and all of a sudden they, I don't know what to do. Ah, they're like chickens when they cut the head and the body's running. You've seen that. They're like that. Kukulu, yes. Olua kapan. Sorry, okay. So, this... So when they were asking Jesus, and they were saying, okay, Jesus, when is this kingdom coming? And Jesus says to them, the kingdom doesn't come with your special observation that you think you think you're so smart, it's not going to work the way you think. You know, today there's a lot of people with careful observation going on. You know, there was a book written, what was it? 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming in 1988. Now everyone laughs because obviously it's 2010. But during that time, there was a whole bunch of people that jumped on that bandwagon, and everyone said, Jesus is coming, and this is going to happen, and they stood like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I haven't read that book. I haven't read the book. But I'm sure that probably one of the reasons was that they probably said, all right, God said that this generation will not pass away in Matthew 24. And so 40 years from when Israel becomes a nation in 1948, so that would mean 1988. So he has to come by 1988 in order for that prophecy to be fulfilled. Because the generation is 40 years and God can't tell a lie, so therefore this is what must happen. Thus saith me. Yes, that's my preacher voice when I talk like this. This is how the preachers talk, brother.
Sorry.
Yes. Okay. But obviously, no, right? It didn't happen. But they dusted that off and they brought it back 30 years later because they said, Moses says that 70 years that someone will live, or 80 if they have the strength, right? In the Psalms. So then that puts us now at 2018. Or you know, so like but what like this, what happens is man is always looking to try to figure it out. To control things, to be able to now say, okay, this is how everything's going to work, and so now I know it and I've got it all figured out, and look at me in my spiritual progression. And the thing is Jesus, so they're pressing Jesus here in this scripture because for them, they had already had their minds figured out of what they thought the kingdom was going to be and when the Savior was going to come. See, they thought here's going to be a conquering Savior that's going to come up, going to knock down the Romans and establish again a similar kingdom just like David, so that we will again reign and have this big kingdom again like David time. So they were convinced that this is going to happen because they figured it out from their scriptures and their studies. Same people that have never once heard the voice of God. Now these people teaching doctrine, teaching all the other people, everyone else is listening to these people saying, okay, the Messiah is going to come, he's going to strike down the Romans, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, then we're going to have this special big... So they're teaching all the people are looking for this. Now what happens, here's a question for you. What happens when You've been taught, okay, this is how the Messiah is going to come, this is what's going to happen, this is when he's going to do these things, and it doesn't happen. What happens? What happens to you? So let's say, what happens? Now what happens to your faith, your thought, your mind in those situations? Yeah, so people then are dealing all of a sudden. Now, why? Is there a problem with God? Or is there a problem with what you were fed by those that stood in His place and pretended to speak for Him? See, you know what happens is, people get fed a very, very wrong, and this is a satanic trick he does over and again. They get fed a very wrong image of who God is. And when that fails, because anything man creates apart from God always fails. So when that fails, people then get mad at God, and they don't get mad at the one that set them up to fail. Okay, can I give you a couple of very real examples even from our own recent history here? Do you remember maybe about a year ago there was that prophecy that was circulating? Somebody sent it to me as well, of some pastor that had this vision of all of these children dying, a volcano in Sri Lanka. You remember? How many of you remember that there was this thing that went around and all these people were getting scared in Sri Lanka about something? Maybe 2 years ago, year and a half, 2 years ago. It was. I think the title of it was "The Vision That God Has Given to His Handmaid" or something like that. And all the things were done to try to make the validity of this thing. So they said they've talked to the church leaders all support this. And they said that they have prayed about this and fasted and done this over all this time, and then they wrote this and then they sent this around. And inside, pastor this and pastor that, and all those things are there, right? False. False prophecy. And anyone that was related to, and we talked about it back then, that it was false. And now the war is finished, and now everything has gone forward, and now, no, who has gone back and questioned anything there? If I had to make a guess, I would guess that that very same pastor is preaching this Sunday somewhere in Sri Lanka. Because I can't call him a pastor either, because he's not a pastor. Because there is, what is it that happens in a situation like that? We use that as a chance to teach people. What was it sowing? It was sowing fear. It was sowing confusion. It was not something coming from the Spirit of God. You could see even in the reaction in the people that read the thing. Okay, let's give you a global example. You remember this oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in America, just recently, this whole thing. And I had some friends in Sri Lanka sending me things of people's prophetic words and inside information about this is the worst thing, and there's this big gas bubble underneath that's going to come up and kill millions of people and destroy all of these things. Okay, now it's being capped, the oil's being cleaned up, it's not even the worst disaster ever, because they've had bigger ones in Saudi during the 1991, during the Gulf War. And all these false prophets running around, and they all quickly stop, they go away for about a month, 2 months, and then they will come back with something else. And time and time and time again, people that call themselves followers of Christ listen to this garbage. Kunu, yes, absolutely garbage. Because why? Why is it that people listen to this? Why is it that people entertain this? And the more important question is, why is it that inside your spirit there is not a red light that goes off when you hear something and it's not from the Spirit of God, that people cannot discern what is true and what is false? See, I'm not concerned with the fact that there are people out there lying. That's not news to me. I understand there are liars everywhere, all over the place. I understand that. What I am concerned about is when somebody is supposed to be a follower of Christ, when the red light doesn't go on in their spirit, when they hear a lie that they can't tell the difference between the lie and the truth. Because that should be a point of concern for us. Because as you grow in your relationship with Christ, there should be something inside of you that goes off when you hear a lie and you say, okay, whatever that is, I know that's not the voice of truth, because I know the voice of truth for myself, because I hear God's voice all the time.
You think they're being known? මේ බොරුව දෙවියන්වහන්සේගේ නෙමෙයි මේක බොරුව බන්ද මාතුල විශ්වාසික සත්‍යතාවය තියෙනවා මම නිතරම දෙවියන්වහන්සේගෙන් ඒ හද අසල නිසා සත්‍යතාවය අඳුරන නිසා මේක බොරුව කියලා පැහැදිලිව අඳුර ගන්න පුළුවන්කම ලැබෙනවා.
Or even better yet, you hear something, it may be true, but there's a spirit of deception behind it trying to snare you down the line, and that you can tell too, that this is, there's a spirit behind it trying to ensnare me, and I need to not even listen to this too, even if it's true. Okay, now back to our verse. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, verse 20. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. See, the kingdom of God is within the follower of Christ. Period. You become the temple of the living God. And the spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, the spirit of truth, now lives in you. And as that spirit lives in you, he testifies to that which is true and leads and guides you into all truth. And as you live in relationship with Him, when you hear something, it resonates or does not resonate with the spirit that's in you. Do you see that? Do you see that in your relationship and your walk with Him? See, there is a war going on for your soul. There is a war going on for your spirit. And the world and the world system is putting every resource it has into that war on for you. And that war respects, and both sides respect your free will decision in this process. You can choose. And the world will give you everything you desire on the external to make it palatable for you to swallow the internal lie. So if you need a church of 50,000 people all standing there, all doing the same thing, and if that's enough for you to believe that what's going on there is true, you'll get that. Yes, 50,000 people couldn't all be wrong, yes? So now it's 50,001 people. And the next person that comes is 50,001 people can't all be wrong, no?
So,
people. And the church is growing, yes? No. God calls His sheep by name. He knows you.
Namuth ehema neme siddha wenne deviyan wahanse oba handa gassanne obage nama kiyala. Man da unwanse oba
And he calls you and separates you unto himself. And when he separates you unto himself, at that point, he then makes you exactly what he desires you to be as a unique person following him. See, each of us has unique gifts, skills, talents, and abilities. And there are things that inspire you, that excite you, that the very person sitting right next to you that loves God, it does nothing for them. It doesn't excite them at all. There's things that for you that you feel very passionate about. You feel very excited about. And the person sitting right next to you, right now, they love God with all their hearts. But what excites you doesn't excite them at all. And they are excited about something completely different. Well, praise God. Because God's done that with each and every one of us. He's given each of us skills and talents and abilities and passion. Because in you being made uniquely by Him, He also, the ministry He has for you is carried out in the way that He made you. Now, when what happens with the world is the world takes you, even the religious world system takes you and has to conform you to fit a program. So forget whatever passion you have, whatever ideas you have, whatever creativity you have, forget all of that. Because this is what we need to get done to further our program. And you're going to be miserable doing it. But this is your service to God, so you should come in and do it, and God loves a cheerful giver, so you should be cheerful while you're doing it, even though you hate it. Sounds familiar. All these people waiting around, just waiting to die. That's all they're doing, waiting to die. See, they all get inside the box. Oh, thank God we're saved from this evil world outside, so let's get inside the box. Let's hide here. So only your friends can be inside this box too. You wouldn't want to have any bad friends. And now we're inside this box. If we can just wait till Jesus comes or we die, we're okay. But the only time we ever go out is to tell other people to come to the box. Oh, it's getting a little crowded. Let's make a little bit bigger box, but everybody come to the box. You know how many people are so miserable? Miserable. Absolutely miserable that say that they follow Christ. Miserable. Like I meet these people, I'm like, what? Who are you following? If the joy of the Lord is your strength, this is the joy of the Lord, what is this? No, back to the whole thing, you know, oh, God didn't come in 1988. People's faith fails them because they were trusting a man and not trusting God. Okay, here's what you do. Sometimes people are like, okay, what do I do with this? Okay, here's what you do. You go and you get away in some... Jesus said, go get away into a room, close the door behind you. Find some place where there's no one else. Switch off the cell phone. Take the phone off the line. And go on your knees before God and say, Lord, here I am. You made me and I am yours. Would you please reveal yourself to me? Would you please show me why you made me and what I'm even doing here in this life? Would you lead and guide me? Would you show me what's true and keep me from everything that's false? And if I'm missing you at all, would you please correct me, because I can't find my way through this unless you help me. And like Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. If you persist in that, if the cry of your heart is to have the real thing that Jesus intended for you to have while you're here, if you want the real thing, you will have it. If you want truth, you will have truth. But Jesus also said, because they refuse to love the truth, he gives them over to a powerful delusion, so they believe the lie and so are damned. So if you don't want the truth, you won't have the truth. If you don't want what's real, if you're happy with the illusion, you will get the illusion. And see, that for the follower of Christ, see what happens is God puts something in your spirit as you continue to persist after him. It's an ability to discern the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
which is very, very important for the day you now live in. Because you need to be able to tell the difference between that which is a lie and that which is the truth. And it shouldn't be, okay, here's something that's come, let me go check with brother so-and-so what they think about this. There should be a red light in your spirit right away every time you hear a lie. Like for me, when I turn on the news, international news, local news, that red light just all the time. I mean, like the light, just to check if the light's working, all I have to do is turn on the news.
Sorry?
All I have to do to check if the light's working is to turn on the news. I mean, I think you have to first be a liar before you can be a newscaster. That's probably a question they asked them before. Are you comfortable with lying to people? Yes, okay. Would you lie to your own mother? Okay, sure. Yes, it's fine for you to lie to your grandmother. It's a special family occasion. Okay, cool. You can be a newscaster. Come, come. No, because you know what? Right now, the world is the lies and the deceptions are going forward so much all over the place. People are they're just sowing lies. And the spirit of truth should be the filter within your soul by which all information that comes to you, every spirit that comes to you, every person that talks to you should go through that filter within. See, right over there we have a big, huge water filter, yes? Now, we don't try to filter the water way over there, the Kalaniya Ganga River or the municipality or anything like that. There can be all kinds of problems with the water all over the place, but when it comes to this spot here, this is where it will get filtered. And all the impurities will be kept on the outside of the filter, and the only thing that's let through is that which is clean, that which is water, which is water is life. Now, if your filter is broken, what now can get through? All of the impurities that could kill you. All of the impurities that could make you very, very sick, and if there's a really dangerous pathogen in that water, will kill you. So there's a lot of people now this day running around saying that they're Christians that are running around with broken filters.
What if it are in the
And so something comes to them, the filter doesn't work, and so now what they're taking into themselves is impurities, falsehood, and they're spiritually sick and spiritually dying. See, for a follower of Christ, for a follower of truth, Jesus said, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. I give you peace, not as the world gives, but I give you peace," right? So the peace that Jesus gives, what that is that's an internal serenity, internal stillness, no matter what's going on outside, no matter the storm going on outside, inside your spirit can be just calm, flat. Why? Because with everything that's going on outside, when it comes to you, it goes through that filter of the Lord Jesus Christ and truth, and when it reaches within, it's smooth and it's calm because you know what's true and you know what's a lie. Okay. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. All right. Okay. And let's start at verse 9 here. It says, "Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up afar above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love."
පිස 4 9 සිට 16 දක්වා ඉතින් නැගිටිනු සේකයි සී බැවින් උන්වහන්සේ පොළවේ පහත් තැන් වලට දැක්ක බවක් මිස වෙන කුමක් හේගෙද දැස්සෝ උන්වහන්සේ නම් සියල්ල පූර්ණ කර පිස සියලු ස්වර්ගවල සියලු සැගිනා වූ කැලඹරන් සේද උන්වහන්සේ සමහරු ප්‍රේරිතයන්ද සමහරු අනාගත වස්තු වලින්ද සමහරු සුපාරංචිය ප්‍රකාශ කරන්නන්ද සමහරු සභා පාලකයන්ද සමහරු එසේ දුන්නේ ඇදහීමේද දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ පුත්‍රයා දැන ගැනීමේද එකමතු කමට සම්පූර්ණ පුරුෂ කමට ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගේ සම්පූර්ණ උස පහටේ ප්‍රමාණයට අප සියල්ල කැමිනතේ චිත්තවන්තයන්ගේ සම්පූර්ණ වීම සඳහා සේවය කිරීමේ වැඩි පිණිසත් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගේ ශරීරයේ වර්ධනය වීම පිණිසත්ය. කවද අපි තවත් මනුෂ්‍යයන්ගේ වංශාවෙන්ද ප්‍රයෝගයෙන්ද වැඩපිළි සහිත උපායෙන්ද හටගන්න සියලු ආකාර ඉගැන්වීම් නැමැති සුලගින් ඇත මෙත විසෙමින් ගෙන යනු ලබන්නා වූ බාලය නොවන පිණිසත්ය. ප්‍රේමයේ මුත්ත ඇත කතා කරමින් ඉසන සිත ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ නිසා සියලු දේවල් වලදී වැඩෙන පිණිසත්ය. උන්වහන්සේගේ මුළු ශරීරය එකට සංධි කරනු ලැබ කවි එක එක කොට්ඨාසයක
Okay. So now we've talked before. We had to bring this into perspective before, and we'll do this again, just for a second. Okay. We talked before about you have different systems in your body, right? You have a respiratory system that allows you to breathe. You have a circulatory system that allows for blood to go through your entire body. You have a skeletal system that allows for all you be able to stand and move and have function. You have a nervous system that allows for you to touch and see and sense. Okay, so you have many different systems in your body. So right here, it's just talking about one of those systems, which is God gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And God gave some to be this, right? Okay. I have some toes, I have some fingers. God's speaking about a system within the body. There's nothing special about that system. It's just one of the systems. Because you know in 2 Peter 2 verse 9, in scriptures, it's in Peter, it's I think chapter 2 verse 9, it's either 1st or 2nd Peter, but it talks about you are the priesthood of all believers. Every one of you is one of God's priests. So to say that this group has lordship over the other people is to then go against what God says in the rest of the scriptures. You have to keep all scripture in the context. So here it's just talking about, like you would say, okay, let's talk about your circulatory system. Just talking about that one system in the body of Christ and what it's responsible for. And you know what I find funny here is that God puts pastor forth. He puts pastor forth. Not fifth, not first, he puts him forth. Because if he put him fifth, they would say, up, so the last shall be first and the first shall be last. I guarantee people would do that. Anyways, that's a whole other subject. But God's just speaking about a system within the body of Christ and what it's responsible for. Now we're running short on time, so I'm not going to go into everything, but just verse 14 is one thing that I want to say here, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Can we manage?
Now, this set of people with a certain responsibility within the body, if they're doing their job correctly, it talks about a little bit earlier on how they should be helping you to grow up into, so you're no longer a child. They should be helping and assisting you in that process of you growing into the fullness and the stature and the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. They should be helping you in that. Which means that, okay, is a child, are you, if you're a child, are you more dependent on your parents as you get older or less dependent on your parents as you get older? Were you more dependent when you were 2 or are you more dependent when you're 20? This may not be true for everyone. No, but you're more dependent when you're 2 years old because you're a baby. When you become an adult, you're able to stand on your own feet, take care of yourself, fend for yourself, make good decisions. And so these people, ultimately, you should be less dependent and looking to them less today than you were yesterday if they are true. Does that make sense? Because you should be growing into what God has made you to be, and they should, you know what happens today? They try to make you more dependent on them as time goes on, not less. But here, one thing that's a caution, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See, there are many, many people lying in wait to deceive. They're lying in wait to deceive you. And they're crafty. They're very, very slick. But the Spirit of truth that leads and guides you into all truth will guard your heart. And one thing that's necessary, one thing that's essential for the people of God, especially in the absence of many of these servants that are out of position and out of place, one thing that's important for God's people, because many of the true saints of God are not recognized and are not given the place that they should have in the body of Christ this day. I'll say this very openly. The true teachers of the word that I know, the ones that I know, are not accepted by what's considered the traditional church this day. Santa Dai ke sabha vandare kiri ganne. The true prophets of God, the ones that I know, that speak with the authority and the clarity, this is what God is saying to His church, they are not respected and they are not given a platform. They're not given that for that word to go forth to the people and to help the people. So you have to realize that they are being pushed out just like Jesus is being pushed out. So you have to allow the Spirit of God to reveal to you who these people are so that that which God has put in them for you, you can receive it from them where they are. But because by and large these people are not in the positions that they need to be in, they're kept out by the establishment and the system, you have to make a deliberate decision and a choice to yield yourself to the Spirit of Truth so He can clarify as you go forward. Because as you continue to persist and press forward with God, He will clarify that to you. His Spirit will grow you up into all truth. Okay. And He'll also match that which is without. He'll also bring it into alignment and make sure that that which is within, that you have, that you're on the right track. Okay, I have to stop abruptly because I've already gone over time. So we'll have to stop there for today.